Our guest on the cafe today is singer-songwriter Sarah Harmer, who has a new album called I'm a Mountain. She produced it herself, and it has a definite, quieter, folkier sound. And I asked her about it to start our session talking about the arc of her career. She started out in Weeping Tile, which was kind of a college rock band. Then things got a bit quieter, and now there are bluegrass elements in this new album. And I asked her what happened in her life to make these changes.
You know, you play in a rock band for a while and your ears start ringing, and then you want to kind of strip it down and play acoustic music for a while, and then you get feeling maybe overly earnest and you want to rock again. So I think it kind of swings back and forth. And this record was kind of a gift album for me because I went in and after we did this acoustic tour in this last spring and thought, okay, maybe we can do this lickety split. And we finished it. We started recording, and a week later it was mastered. So we had like 4 days in the studio and then a couple of mixing days and mastered it, and it was done. And my last record took a year to record. So
it sounds live. It sounds like it's live in the studio with everybody.
It is, yeah.
Wow, that's great. Talk a little bit about that little tour you did, because I just think it's, I know you've done work in the past, leading canoe trips and things like that, or up into the Canadian north. But this is something closer to home, and it really had more of a meaning behind it.
Yeah, we did a tour called the I Love the Escarpment Tour, and it was kind of came about because I had wanted to do a more localized tour after being in a van for a decade, you know, and driving through so many places and really only getting to scratch the surface of truck stops and highways and venues. I wanted to do a tour that was much closer to the ground and less... I guess somewhat less impactful or impacting on things. We had a biodiesel van and a couple of hybrid cars, and we hiked portions of the Bruce Trail. So we started up, this is in southern Ontario, what they call the Bruce Peninsula, which runs between Lake Huron on one side and Georgian Bay on the other. And it's this beautiful rock ridge, the Niagara Escarpment, that runs along the Bruce for about 720 kilometers. I grew up on the Niagara Escarpment south of there in Burlington, Ontario, which is just outside of Toronto. And it just kind of came to me. I thought, well, I can marry these two ideas of doing this kind of walking tour and also with this whole new awareness about what's going on with the Niagara Escarpment that's just kind of come to light for me in the last year that the aggregate industry, quarrying rock and sand and gravel has been extracted from the Niagara Escarpment because the rock is really close to the surface there for you know, over a century. And... it's a difficult place to develop otherwise, and because of that, it's the most biologically diverse area that we've got in the whole province. So, it just seems wrong and unsustainable to. There's so many threatened and endangered species habitats, and currently there's a particular case in Burlington where I grew up, very close to my parents' farm. So, wanted to raise awareness about this United Nations World Biosphere Reserve, the Niagara Escarpment, and make music along the way. So we did that. We did a couple weeks of shows, and we rock climbed, and it was kind of like going to camp.
You rock climbed? Tell me about
Oh, man, we got this place called Rattlesnake Point, which is just up from where I grew up in Milton, Ontario. And I climbed 80 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, was somebody just belaying
you
or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, there was a certain level of...
you weren't going to fall all the way down.
No.
But that's cool.
It was really fun.
So why'd you give up? Was that as far as it was?
That was the top. I hit the carabiner. That was it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and yes, we did this tour, raise some money, raise awareness, and wrote the song Escarpment Blues is kind of the theme song.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment, but things begin with a song to a houseplant. Am I right?
Yeah, the Oleander was written for a houseplant. Now it really just represents compost. It didn't quite do the trick that I thought the song might do for the old plant.
So how can you have houseplants and tour all the time? You must have somebody
to
take care of.
Obviously,
yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
I have some friends who look after my place for me.
Well, this is Oleander live on stage. Our guest, Sarah Harmer.
Oleander, I think you're better. I think you made it through another winter.
adored you, then I ignored you, and now to me you're everything. And those white blossoms that you gave freely are now just twinkles in your eye. Oh, beholder, oleander grows on the inside. She will forgive me, for I bring water, a sunny wind, or twisted by oleander. I understand her, she just waiting for the time to say it's all right. Another season has brought us another chance. We're together in this hot weather to dance. Oleander, I think you're better. I think you made it through another winter. So lonely here, just me. This time, no promises of what's to come. We'll just live it for the day. Oleander, I see you stand there, and I know you'll be okay. Oleander, I think you're better. I think you may.
Will the water in the wells still be okay?
blind line. If we don't know where we want to go, and even knowledge that sound can get watered down, and truth can get sucked out the car. Two-thirds water the aquifers provide. Deep down in the rock, there's a pearl inside. Longer we can stand, or we might get a load of stone for the road, but I don't know how much longer we can stand.
Pretty. Well, is it obvious?
I'm Aglow, along with the Escarpment Blues and Oleander, all tunes from the new album from Sarah Harmer, is here with us today. And great to hear clarinet in this band, too.
Yeah. Spencer Evans finally brought him on tour. He's been on some of my records in the past, but it's great to have it on the road.
Who else is playing in the band?
Chris Bartosz is on fiddle. Joey Wright plays mandolin and guitar. Julie Fader sings and plays flute, melodica, and some Wurlitzer. And Jason Uhringer plays stand-up bass and sings. All old friends of mine. It's really nice to be on the road.
There's some real warmth between the musicians on stage. It really gets communicated, and that's so cool. And I suppose that happens in any band, but I'm wondering if it has more to do with the acoustic nature of things and having to listen to each other.
Yeah, and it's so portable. You can kind of... I mean, and these guys just jam all the time. It's like we do a show, and then... Hey, you want to jam? You know, they're just sitting around constantly playing. So it's not a, I don't think it's really got a job quality. It's just kind of in everybody's kind of heart to play music all the time. And I've known Spencer and Jay and Julie for over 10 or 15 years and Joey and Chris, you know, for a long time too. So, it's really natural and I'm grateful for that.
You mentioned where you grew up in southern Ontario. Did you grow up on a farm?
Yeah. My parents moved to the farm just a month before I was born, and they still live on the farm.
Was it a working farm when you were a kid?
Yeah, my dad had pretty much retired from farming just before they moved there, so they would rent it out to friends, different local neighbors and stuff, who would mostly cash crop. And I had some chickens.
Right.
But lots of cats, lots of barn cats.
Now... You've sung, of course, with your dad, and he's on the record, isn't
mm-hmm.
he?
Yeah.
Is there music in the house? Was there music in the house growing up? What was it like?
Yeah, definitely. My dad loves music. My mom loves music, too. But they took all of their six kids to church every Sunday. That was kind of not really our plan, but that's what my parents wanted. So we grew up singing in choirs, and my mom would, you know, there's five girls in my family, and my mom would dress like four of us up, and we'd go to the old folks' home and sing the Candyman and stuff like that, you know, and had to play the piano. And so, yeah, and of course, when you're older, as they tell you, you will be, you know, happy about it. And I am happy about it now. So.
Now, what about the family carol sings? I understand that's...
That is a tradition, yeah. We have a carol sing usually a week before Christmas, and it was always like just something the neighbors would all come to, and different friends would come to, and we just have our song sheets and sit around the family room. We've got a big family room with an organ and a piano in it, and I think that's where I first did my first public performance.
Well, that's great. All right, well, let's go back to the stage, and here's Sarah and the band with I'm a Mountain.
Okay, here's the title track to the new record. This is called I'm a Mountain. If you want to clap along, by all means. Shopping mall to the biggest storm of the century. I'm a mountain. I'm a mountain like you said to be. In this state I'm in, saying things about people that I don't know. Well, it's just that way when you get hurt, and the things you need you made to work.
must decide if you will die or grow. Oh, I spent the day in a shopping mall through the biggest storm of the century. I'm a mountain. I'm a mountain like you said to me. I'm a mountain. I'm a mountain like you said to me. I'm a mountain. I'm a mountain like you said to me. I am a mountain. I'm a mountain like you said to be.
I'm a Mountain, live on stage at World Cafe Live, finishing up our session with Sarah Harmer, and that is the title of her new album. If you're looking for that, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store, which is on our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Just click on the CD store and you'll get right to it.